This is Mindful Mondays.
I want to personally invite you to come starting at 7 a.m. when we look at our daily word, God is good, based on the book of Psalms 25:8. Then at 8 a.m. we have our daily word, keep on asking, based on the book of Luke 11:9. Then at 9 a.m. we have our daily word, our prayer and God's power, based on James 5:16. And then at 11 a.m. we have our daily word, in partnership with God, based on the book of Matthew 6:8. And then at noon we have daily word devotional stories entitled Finding the Good with Prayer by Tracy Riley. Then we turn our attention to 1 p.m. in which we have our daily word, when it's hard to pray, based on Psalms 139, verse 4. Then at 3 p.m. we have our daily word, inner strength, based on Ephesians 3:16. And then at 5 p.m. we have our daily word, you can always pray, based on the book of Psalms 118:5. And lastly, at 6 p.m. we have our daily word, devotional stories, The Peace of Connection by Annie L. Scholl.
Hi, I'm April, your host of Teachable Moments with April podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Remember, teachable moments are all around us. Happy listening. Tonight's content is from our daily word, You Can Always Pray, based on the book of Psalms 118:5. I called on the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me. The young mother called out to the missionary, come quick, my baby's going to die. Gail Fields was in Iran, Jahia, helping her husband Phil translate the Bible into a tribal language, but they also provided medical help whenever possible. Now, Gail looked at the malaria-stricken child and realized she didn't have the right medicine to help the infant. I'm sorry, she told the mother. I don't have any medicine for babies this small. And Gail paused and then said, I could pray for her, though. Yes, anything to help my baby, answered the mother. And Gail prayed for the baby and then went home feeling rather helpless, actually. After a little while, she again heard the mother cry out, Gail, come quick and see my baby. Expecting the worst, Gail went to the baby's side. And this time, though, she noticed improvement. The dangerous fever was gone. Later, Gail would say, no wonder the Christians learn to pray. They know God answers. The early Christians prayed for Peter to be released from prison and then were astonished when God answered them, found in Acts 12:16. We respond that way too, but we shouldn't be surprised when God answers our prayers. Remember, His power is greater and His resources are endless. Tonight's affirmation is this: the most powerful position on earth is kneeling before the Lord of the universe. Just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on our social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. We also encourage you to join the Teachable Moments with April podcast family by becoming a paid subscriber. As always, be well and stay blessed. Until next time.